Sounds like a memo.
Yeah.
1980s out?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm surprised.
Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue the Rambam. Perek Zion, Hilchus Shluchim Vishutafim, Halacha Aleph. We're continuing with the aspect of Asek, of a person who is taking your investment and managing the investment. Okay, now the Rambam is going to teach us, notwithstanding every nice thing that we've learned so far, and there's ways that the manager gets paid, even either up front where you've been diligent in it, or if you didn't, and we, so to speak, force upon you favorable terms for him to be included as the payment for the works we get out of Avak Ribbis. But there's one undeniable reality that we cannot forget. And remember, this investor did borrow $50, whatever. Remember, it's half, whatever the percentages is. Let's say half is a pikudon, half is a loan. Well, one thing's for sure. A loan, you got to give back. Notwithstanding everything else. Even though the guy's supposed to get paid. He's supposed to get this, supposed to get that. But at the end of the day, is it considered whatever percentage the loan is? If he gets 50-50, so it's $50 is the loan for him, or if it's 75-25, 25 is the loan. One thing the Rambam is going to say, no matter what the losses are, and no matter what we're going to calculate, that he only has to pay a third of the loss and just pay the full amount. But at the end of the day, the owner has to get back the full amount of what the calculated loan is. We're not talking about interest. He's got to at least get his money back. That's what he has to have. Yeah, because there's nothing to talk about. You know, you're not giving him more. He has to at least get that back. You can calculate other things that he should be making money, but for sure he can't get less back than his loan. So that's what we're going to see now. The guy gives him money without making any conditions. Now, that's a problem. So therefore, we're going to say that the investor gets two-thirds of the profit and only one-third of the loss. Remember, we're giving favorable terms under that. Or they made a direct condition. She has sachar v'hevsed b'yim shavar. Everything's going to be equal and we'll pay him a separate wage for the time that he's doing. Okay, fine. But so now, yesh mi shahora. I'm sorry, I skipped the two important words. Okay, now the guy gives the money. V'nemad hamamon. He loses all the money now in business. A terrible investor. He gave him a $5,000. He's got zero. Okay? Yesh mi shahora. There's somebody who rules. She is shalem hamisasek shlish. So the investor only has to pay a third. Like we said before, he only pays a third of the loss, right? So let's say it was $1,000, right? So each one so there's $1,000 loss. How much does he have to pay? $333, even though it was a 50-50 split. So he took a 500, but he only has to pay a third. There's somebody who rules that way. Kamosh Raz, we already explained by the general losses how we explain this. Okay, so now, as we explained, Imovat, if he loses some of the money, right? So we already discussed that he takes a certain less amount of loss. Okay? However, but you got to remember that what he always has to pay, Shumishali Mechza, he always has to pay his half, Shehu Betoras Milva, which is the part of his that's a borrowing. Because he always has to pay back whatever the loan is. That's something he has to do. Rama will give the reason later on why that has to happen. And when the rabbis imposed this arrangement of Mishalem Shlish Behefsid, he only pays a third of the loss. When the rabbi said, remember we said it was worth 100 and we lost 24, and then it was 18 and 6. But that's all assuming that at least whatever his percentage was of his loan, he's going to pay that whole loan off. Okay, maybe you don't have to pay more, but at least the loan part you got to pay back, right? So that's only when we say Bishalohi Gia Hefsed Lito Balamos Pachas Masimono. It's when the loss isn't going to make it that he's going to give less than half of what he took from his share. Kate said, let's have an example of this. You got to listen carefully now. Reuven shenosan l'Shimon mayav esrim dinor. Reuven gave Shimon $120 to invest. V'nosa v'nosa, and he gets bus business. Upachas tishim, he loses 90 of it, and all that's left is 30 dinors. All right, so now, so let's figure, how much did he lose?
90.
90. So we're going to go with the third. So how much does he have to pay out of the 90?
30.
Now, there's 30 left. So certainly, who gets the 30 that's left? That goes to the investor. Investor gets all the money that comes back, right? On a loss. And just without any, you know, science over here. A guy gets, here's 120 dinars. Sorry, I got to sell flat 30. Is there a doubt who gets these 30? You're giving him 90 dinars less than 30. But now we're looking now at the loss now. Now you'd figure, okay, we should split the loss. If not, depending on what it was. But we didn't make any cheshbon. Well, this loss should be 45-45. Right? That's a loss of 45. But wait a minute. If we didn't make any cheshbon, so what do we say? Well, we kind of arrange a payment. So what? He pays only a third of the loss. Okay, so if it's the 90 is the loss, so how much does the investor have to pay? The manager have to pay?
30.
Okay, how much of the original money was left? 30. That went to the owner right away. So how much does he have to pay him? 30. How much does the owner now get at the end?
60.
Now that's good. You know why that's a good number? Because it was a 50-50 split. So now at least he's getting the full 60 of what he lent the guy. Do you understand what he's saying?
Work out coincidentally.
No, that's this case. We're going to look at the next case now. We're saying, so that one works. I can maintain the idea that he gets only pays a third of the loss, but it just conveniently works out that the full loan got paid off. Okay?
So the whole thing was a loan?
No, it's half and half. Remember, it's 120.
Yeah.
So 60 is a loan, 60 is a pekadon, right? If they would have made profits, since you didn't pay him, what do we say? The manager would get two-thirds of the profits. Let's say it would make $90. We'd give the investor his 120 back. Of the 90, the manager would get 60, the investor would get 30, right? That's fine. So now if it's a loss, what do we say? He only has to take a third of the loss. So in this particular case, it just happens to work out that a third of the loss is 30. There's 30 that's left. You're giving 60. Okay, and that's how much he lent to you of the 120. 60 was a loan to you. So that works out. So no rules have been violated. But here comes the next case. All right, that one worked out. Reuven's going to get the 60, and that's at least he covered the loan that Shimon, that the half that was considered a loan, he pays back the loan. But what if Shimon is a real not such a good businessman? Avopocha Shimon Meyev HaChemish, he loses 105. Okay, he loses 105. So what's left? 15. 15 is going to go back to Reuven, the investor. That's the question. Now, if there's 105, so what would be a third of the loss? Careful, 105, what's a third of that? 35. 35 times 3 is 105. So if we go with this rule of a third, that means the manager will lose 35 and the investor would lose 70, right? So what does that mean? That means that the manager has to give him 35 out of his pocket. Now, if he gives him 35 out of his pocket and 15 went back, how much is the investor going to get total?
50.
But how much was the 50-50 terms of this loan?
60.
That can't be. It can't be that he paid. We're going to give him a break of a third. You can't give him the break of only taking a third of the loss if the original investor won't even get the part he loaned you because you have to pay back the loan. How could you not consider a loan? We're talking about other things now. Other things is, well, it's a payment because there's for other work he does, and he's not giving back all that money. He's saving something here, but he's got to at least, it can never be less than he has to pay back his loan. We can't make it that he doesn't pay back the loan. That doesn't make any sense. So that's what we're going to read inside now. Avopacha Shimon may have a chamisha, but Shimon loses 105. Ain't onrim, we don't say. Yafsid Shimon, Shimon should only lose 1/3 of 105, which is Chamisha Shoshim is 35. Shima Ta'omir, if you're going to say that, what's Reuven going to get? Nimtza Reuven Noitel Chamishim. He's only going to get 50. The 15 that was left, the 35 that he pays him, he only gets 50. Ula olam, and we forever say lo yita Reuven Posha. He can't get less than 60 because he has to at least get the amount he lent him. He should pay back what he borrowed from him, at least that amount. Lefikach. Now, and you might say, well, but wait a minute. What did the guy get? Well, he didn't pay the full loss. He's still getting paid. You're going to say, well, it's going to look like a vak ribis. He was spending all that time working for him, and he's giving back the same. What did he get? Well, he didn't have to pay more. He didn't pay. He didn't take half the loss. Still not half.
In a case where...
Okay, but it can. It won't work out. It's too much. But anyway, at least he has to get this amount. That's what we'll see. He's going to explain more. Lefikach. Therefore, now here's already. Now we've now drawn up an assumption that an axiom rather. That whenever there is such a partnership, the investor always gets at least the amount, whatever the percentage was, the amount that we attribute to the loan part that goes to the manager, okay? Let's just finish a little more, then we'll take the question. Lafika, therefore, let's say there's a shtar asik. Let's say there's a bill of management, and the father, the guy was the manager, and then he dies. Now, the investor wants to go to the Yesomim and get some money. So, usually they have to be oaths and this and that, all these things. But one thing, and we try to do for the benefit of the Yesomim, but one thing we know for sure, what at least can the investor get from the Yesomim? You let her know anything. But what is he entitled to at least from them?
A loan.
Whatever the amount that's attributed to the loan. If it's a 50-50, it's half. What if it's 25-75? Whatever is attributed to the loan, to the manager, that the kids have to give, and that's without saying, because he at least gets that. If you want more, okay, then we're going to have to deal with issues and swearing and this and that, but at least that's for sure coming to him. That's for sure his. So therefore, Yitzel is the one who wants to now collect from the orphans, Shehoyavim is Asimon, their father was the manager, Nishba, all he has to swear, Balashtar, he just says, I got 50 coming to me, Vagova mechza, I get the 50, because shehu betoras milva, that is considered a loan. He cannot get the part that is the deposit, because that's already, there could be other things. The father could have said it was an accident, remember, an ones, or things like that. But a lova, remember, if let's say you go to an orphan and say, listen, you know, I told your father to watch something for me, and you got to pay it back. Well, sorry, we don't know what's going on. And if our father was around, he may have told us it was an accident, and he'd be potter. So now you got a problem. But on the part that we say he wants to collect this was the loan, and it for sure was, we know there was a loan, there's nothing to talk about. He's entitled to swear. They got to pay back a loan. They can't say, well, maybe he paid back. Maybe he paid back the loan. It was a business deal. Right? So therefore, that's the strength of that. So he can collect the half because that's his milva. Afalpi, even though normally, Shalom Tov Yerush, we always try to claim for the inheritors, but over there's something to claim because he has to for sure at least get what the loan was. Hinei lamadata, what do we learn from all this? She'ein notel, the investor never gets li'olam pachas b'mechz. He never gets half if it's a question of half or whatever it is. Why don't I say that we deduct for what he was working for? What about the payment? Because the answer is, let's look at it, guys. He already lost the whole pekudin for him. My whole pekudin you lost for me. There is no pekudin that we're going to say now, Shinomar, that we'd say, Im lo yito schar, if he doesn't get paid, yere karibis. It likes he's getting ribis, because I'm getting my pikadon too. That it's not going to look like ribis anymore. He's only taking the loan, and that's it. So he's not getting anything besides the loan, and that can't be considered ribis at all. It doesn't even look like anything. I'm just getting back what I gave him. That's all. When you're giving him more already, it looks like a little more. And on top of it, he's been working for you, right? But here, I'm just getting back the loan. So just give me back the loan. And you already lost enough of my money. So that rule trumps everything else. He at least gets the amount that he put in. And that's all he's taking it. He's not getting any part of the pikadon where it looks like maybe there's some ribis, or there's certainly no ribis. He's not getting anything more than he loaned the guy. All right? Or let's take different percentages. It works the same way. What if he says he only gets a quarter? The deal was you get 25% of the profits. So now what do we say? It's like 25% was a loan and 75% was a pekudon. Let's say he loses all the money. He only has to pay the full quarter. Because that is the loan. So that's the point we're saying. The part of the loan, the investor always gets it returned, always. But let's say he loses all the money and they have a quarter, but there's still a little more money left beyond the quarter. Let's say it was $100 invested, let's say, and he lost 33. And he lost 67. Now there's only 33 left. All right? So what does he have to pay the guy? 25. But now you got a little extra cash, so maybe you can give the guy a little bit money for what he made his effort. Because you're at least, you see, that's where we play both rules together. We got to make sure he at least gets the loan back. And if there's money that we could pay him a little, then okay. Because now when he's going to get 33 back, it does look like something extra is coming back, even though it's not. But so it's a little more, so then pay him a little, so that little will look like the money he's getting paid to work for him. That's what you say. If there's a little bit more, if you add a little, let's say a shtus, a sixth of the loss, that he lost, so you'll still get his quarter, 25 back, or even a little bit more, then you should pay him a sixth, cutting down from the loss. I mean, not Tom Shkavren, as we explained before, to make it look like he got a little work. So that's how we're balancing these two rules over here. Certainly, the guy has to get some payment for what he's doing. But if the loss is so great, the guy can never lose so much that he doesn't even get the loan back. The loan he has to get back. Once he's getting more than the loan back, then we should consider giving him some money already for some kind of compensation for that. Okay, next. That wasn't too bad, yeah?
The original thing, when we had the 60, which was the 30 and the 30, or the 50, which was the 35 and the 15, aren't we adding apples and oranges, like two different unrelated things to say that you're going to get your original 60 back? Isn't it two different piles that are unrelated that we're sort of adding together?
Not really. It's one full business partnership, but we're looking at half of the money is a loan to you and half of the money is a deposit to me. Right? That always carries through no matter what. Right? That's the way the rabbis are looking at everything here. Right? So now I'm at least entitled to get my portion of the loan back. And there's no issues of ribbis on that. All right. Now, here's an interesting case. Although you may ask, what's the chiddush? You'll see shortly what the chiddush is over here. Let's say it like this. Hamisasik, the guy is managing his money. Shehifsid, and he lost a ton of dough. Let's say he gave him $1,000, and he loses 900, let's say. Okay, let's say he loses 900. All right, so now there's only 100 left. Okay, now without telling the guy, he doesn't tell the guy anything. Now if he tells the guy and they settle it, fine, but he doesn't say anything. Then we say, he says, no, I'm gonna work harder. I'm gonna make sure we're gonna turn a profit here. Okay, now he makes really hard. For Chazer, he works hard until he gets now to 1,200. 1,200, right? He's going to say, okay, let's make a cheshbon now. The first business deal, we lost 900. So I'll take a third of the loss. I'll take a third of the loss. I owe you $300. Okay, that's fine. Now, from 100, we shot it up, what did I say, to, let's say, 12, let's take a better number. Let's say it was 1,300. We made 1,200 profit. So I want two-thirds of the profit. And how much is that? Went from 1,000, 300, it's 1,200, 800. So I'm happy, I'll give you 300, and I want 500. Now, let's think, what's it worth now? 1,300. Well, he should get, okay, you want to say he gets half of 300, he gets 150. But now I want to say that I get 500, right? He'd like to do that. That would be a very good thing for him, but he can't. And he goes back and he makes profit. He can't tell the investor. Let's make two separate cheshbonos. Let's go with okay, the first loss. You're going to lose two-thirds, and I lose one-third on that. Then when I made the 1,200, let's figure the profit we made. Now you'll get a third of the profit, and I get two-thirds of the profit. No. We figure what's the final net result. It was 1,000 put in and 1,300 came out. And that's it. We made net 300 profit. We only figure what the profit is over the initial investment. Now you're wondering, that's such an easy halacha. Why in the world do I have to say it? So the commentators say, you have to say it like this. Because think about it. When they went belly up, to down to 100, what could have the manager have done?
Cash in.
He could have said, I'm really sorry, and this is the way it is. And you would have lost a ton of dough. Even if I'm going to have to pay you the minimum, whatever I'm supposed to pay, the guy would have lost a ton. And he could have walked away and you would have lost. So you'd say, at least I made you money. At least let me have a higher profit than money for all the... Because, you know, it's easy for you to walk away. Okay, I would have lost some too. I'd have to pay you some out also. But you would have lost a ton. The best you could have done was lose 500. Let's say at the end of the day, we figured a 50-50 split. So I have to give you at least the 500 back. Okay, you would have got 500 back. But that's it. You would have lost 500. Now, you think I'm a chazer that I want to get a certain amount? You're still going to get some profit. You're going to make, instead of 500, you know, you're at least going to see 800 now. So even though he's not going to see 1,000, but he's going to see 800, so at least thank me for that. No, we just go with the final sum. Now, should he say, I want to report and let's deal with it right now? Okay, I'm going to take a third loss, you take 2/3. Okay, now that we have 100 left, would you like me to try again? With your 100? Would you like me to try again? Now we try again, then he can get the 2/3 versus the 1/3. But if he doesn't tell him anything, then it's considered one complete deal.
Or they could have reversed it. Could be a reverse situation if it zoomed up and the market crashed. The other one could have said, you lost all my money.
But they can't do that either?
No, I know what I'm saying, yeah.
But because then unless he decided to close the deal. And the guy could have closed the deal, but he didn't. So that's why he doesn't bring that other case. Okay, now, how about when there's multiple investments? You do multiple investments with one guy. And there's two ways of looking at it. Where there's two separate investments and you couch it in one.
Basket.
Or there's
a basket.
Or there's two in one shot, but you separate them as two. Now, certainly, without knowing anything, what would the manager like to have it be as two accounts or one account? What from a strictly business perspective, if I can take from a guy two separate accounts or one big account and I'm the investor, knowing what the rules are, what would I normally want to have? What would put me in the better
manager.
Position? If I'm the man, sir, I'm the manager. What would the manager prefer? To invest two separate portfolios of money or one? The answer is he wants two. Because he'd do twice as well. Because when he has two, it's like a hedge. Because whatever profit he makes, he gets 2/3 of the profit. And whatever loss he makes, he only pays 1/3 of the loss. It will ultimately gain. If one goes up and one goes down, if they both go up, it's no difference if he had one. You know, let's say would he rather manage one portfolio for 1,000 or two separate ones at 500 each? Well, let's think about it. If he's, instead of getting 2/3, okay? So let's say the thing profited 1,000, from 1,000 to 2,000. So what'll he make? He'll make 2/3 of the 1,000, right? If there's two separate ones at 500 each, and they all go up to 1,000 as well, it's the same 2/3. But here's the problem, though. So he can't make any more money. Now, but what if the same investment, it goes up, and then the same thing goes down? It can take him down a little bit, and he'll have less profits. But if he has two separate ones, if one goes up, he'll get 2/3 of the up, but one that goes down, he only has to lose 1/3 of the down. He will net always gain. He can never lose, because if they both go up, it's no difference if they're together the same. But if one goes up and one goes down, he'll gain on the difference, while if it's one thing, the down will pull the up down, and he'll lose from the up. You understand what I'm saying? So that's why he would always like it to look like two separate ones. And Ram says, no, it depends on how it was done, and that's how we have to live with it. And we can't cheat him out this way. So that's what Halacha Gimel is about. Nasan lo masayim yirios, let's say he gives him 200 curtains, and it's worth 200 dinars, be'esuk. So he gave him one thing in one shot, but he writes it as two separate documents, as two separate investments. Mea b'chol shtar, 100 each star. So here, the owner himself, the investor himself, went out of his way to make it two separate ventures. Well, then that's the case. He wasn't such a smart investor at all. Mechashiv al kol shtar b'fnas. We look at each star in and of itself. Ubal hamol said, who's losing? The investor, who she's on. He caused himself to lose because now the manager will gain. If one of them goes down, he will gain. He didn't have to do that. He chose to do that. Nasan lo, what if he gave him 100 curtains? B'mea dinarim with 100. And that was deal one. And then v'chazer v'nasan lo, and then he went back and he gave him basic acher in a different investment, mea chaviyo shel yayin, 100 barrels of wine, b'mea dinarim, for 100 dinarim. So that's two separate investments. Right now that would look to be good for the manager. But what did the investor do? Because of lo shtar esik b'masayim dinarim. He made it one big venture together with one shtar for 200 dinars. Well, then, eino mechashiv lo elo bishtar, I'm only dealing with one shtar. Now the manager loses out on that for allowing that to happen, alas on himself. So that's the difference. As Kate said, let's have an example. She'im mochar hameya yirios. Let's say he sells the 100 curtains. B'meo shloshim for 130. So on that deal, there was a profit of 30. V'hameya chavios, and now the barrels, the 100 barrels, b'shivim, he sells it for 70. Okay? So really, net, it was a wash. Because it's end up being the same. However, Baal Hamos, since they were done as two separate entities, if they're made as two separate entities, Baal Hamos, notel hakol, oh no, it's a break even. Baal Hamos, the investor, notel takes it all, mipnei she'osa shtar, made one shtar, hare hakol masayim, it's torn v'lev echad, nothing gained. That's if it's two, if one big shtar. Aval ilu he knew chashtei asakim, but if he would have left it as two separate entities, then let's see now. Hayam arviach amisasek b'chelka begadim, on the clothing, then it went up 30, he gets 2/3, he makes 20. And now how much did he lose on the barrels? It went down 30. Umasit b'chelka b'chavis asar, he loses 10 on the barrels. V'yanotel asara, he makes 20 versus 10. V'yanotel asara, he gets 10. V'chein kol kayyots of them, anything similar to that is what he gets as well. Okay, we'll stop over here.
But in the first case where it's one.